That was Janet Jackson there, and Every Time here on East Point Radio. You're listening to the Monday Montage with me, Mark Lindsay. Great other pleasure of your company as always. And the time, well, it's exactly 10:45. And at this time on a Monday, we have a feature entitled
Anglia
in Focus,
where we talk to folks from across the East Anglian region, all about activities which are taking places and places to go and see and places that you need to know about. That's the important thing. And I'm hoping that joining us live on the programme today is going to be Jeff Stevens. Now, Jeff's from the Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft, and hopefully he's on the line now. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. How are you? All right?
I'm very well. Sitting in the sunshine by our sensory garden, just best place in the world at the moment.
That sounds absolutely wonderful, that does. And we are lucky at the minute to have the sunshine. Let's hope we keep it.
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, we've had enough of the rain.
Sure. Yes, I certainly have. Now, tell us about the Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft.
Okay, we are 10 years old this year. My wife and I started the farm, started the charity for the, running a farm 10 years ago, because I'm actually a graphic designer by trade, but I was getting very fed up with the corporate world and I wanted to do something to help other people. My father-in-law had recently died with dementia, and we'd helped care for him for a number of years and realized that some of what the care system offers isn't as good as it could be. So, for example, he was a very creative builder and carpenter, and with the dementia diagnosis, he was offered going to a day centre and playing bingo. And he'd never done that in his life, and it didn't do him a great deal of good. So after he died, we looked around to see what could be done that would be a better service for people, and came across the care farming model, which is not very well known by most people. It's basically what it says. It's using a farm to do caring and supporting people in the open air mostly. We do have some buildings that we use for arts and crafts and woodwork and pottery, but mostly what we do is outdoors. We look after lots of animals. We look after, we've got guinea pigs and rabbits on the small side, but then we go up to donkeys, alpacas, pigs, goats, lots of different kinds of animals that we look after. And then we do a lot of horticulture. So we've got a big market garden. We grow lots of flowers and vegetables and fruit, and we sell them in a little shop. And we've got a small cafe, a little plug there, if people want to come along to our cafe. It's open Thursday and Friday afternoons from 1:30 to 3:30, selling local produce and nice coffee and cakes.
Hey, that sounds good. I'm pleased you got the plug in on that one. Now, the whole farm itself sounds very large to me, with all the animals that you've been talking about there. I mean, the actual area that you cover, whereabouts are you in the Lowestoft area?
Right, we're in North Lowestoft, so we're very near to Tesco. Anyone who knows this area knows that there's a bit called the New Road. It's a link road. It's not new at all now. It's been there for about a year. But I guess that's how fast things move in East Anglia. It's a road that goes from sort of Park Hill area all the way through to James Paget Hospital. And it was like an extension on the A12. And that basically goes down the whole side of one side of our farm. The other side is Yarmouth Road, so they're two of the busiest roads in the area, and we're a stone's throw from Tesco's. It's an interesting way to get in. You have to come in through a housing estate, because the farm itself used to be about 120, 130 acres, and then the council, who owned the land, sold off quite a large chunk of it for housing, and so there's a housing estate, and the farm gates are at the end of the housing estate, as it were. So to get to us, you have to go through the estate. And I've had people phone me from the roadway outside, which is called Leonard Drive, and actually parking in the road and saying, I'm in a housing estate. Where's the farm? And I said, another 15 yards, you're there, through those gates. So we've got 13 acres that's left out of a 120-acre farm. And on that, we've just divided it up into nice pens and areas for leisure as well. So there's like the sensory garden where I'm currently sitting. It's just a beautiful, beautiful garden area. with lots of planting roses, willow, herbs. We've got a wardrobe that you walk through to get to the orchard, and as you go through the wardrobe, it's like going into Narnia. So it's a very magical place, I must say.
It certainly sounds it. Now, I'll be honest, I've heard on the grapevine that there is an award pending for all your work in helping people with mental health problems using the farm and garden to help them overcome their difficulties. This sounds very interesting.
It sounds amazing. I wish I knew more about it. I don't know what that's about. I did have someone a little while ago at a function I was at said, "Oh, good news about the award." And I said, "What award?" And they, "Oh, if you don't know, we better not say anything." So I think someone somewhere has put us forward for an award, which I guess the fact that a few people like yourself know about it, we might be getting. But I've not been told what it is yet. So maybe it's one of those secret things where someone jumps out from behind a bush and goes,
Well, it's nice to know that it's in the pipeline, put it that way, isn't
That's
it?
Very nice. It's always so encouraging when someone recognises the work that you're doing as being more than just the people that know everything about us. You know, we know what we do. We know that we do quite a good job. I'll quickly, if I've got time, just tell you a couple of stories about people that we help. So it gives you a bit of a context. So if we take people with dementia, we take people with learning difficulties, mental ill health, brain injuries through car accidents or motorbike accidents or industrial accidents. And we work with them for rehabilitation, for a little bit of education, for well-being and all that kind of stuff. But we had a gentleman with us who, a great character. He was an ex-builder. He got diagnosed with dementia and thought that his life was over, basically. And I persuaded him that it would be a good thing for him to come here and just try us out. And we had a volunteer who was also a builder, and they did a lot of work restoring some of our fallen down barns and things like that. And they would get together and they'd work on jobs just like they were a building company, singing along to the radio, really bad voices, as a number of builders have. Sorry, any builders out there. But this guy, it was about 84 at the time. It was swelteringly hot. And I walked past him in our courtyard, and his name was Del. And I said, "Are you hot, Del?" And he said, "So they tell me." Now, I thought, well, isn't that amazing? Because when he came to us 2 years earlier, he thought his life was over. And now he's the life and soul. And he's got a life, and he's got friends, and he's communicating every day with all these people. Another lovely lady, she was very small, about, I don't know, 4'7" or something, been a seamstress all her life, never worked outdoors. Her husband did the gardening, and she got dementia, and she was pushing a big double-wheeled wheelbarrow full of muck, absolutely full to the brim, pushing it up a little hill to take it to the compost heap. And I said, "Do you want a hand with that?" And she said, "No, it's the brain that's gone, not the body." I love it. The communication that we have with people and the community that we're building here is so exciting and vibrant. And I believe it's what community, what society ought to be about. I think if we could all be a bit more like the Care Farm and care for people in this way that is absolutely... The people that come are the center of our universe. So it's not about us and wanting them to do jobs for us. It's about who they are, what do they want to get out of life, and how can we help them attain that. We forget about the diagnosis, doesn't matter. We leave that at the gate. We don't care about what they can't do. We only care about what they can do. And that's what makes their life better. It makes our lives better. And it just makes the whole community of Pathways a nice place to be.
It certainly sounds a wonderful service that you're providing, Jeff. Can you give us some contact details for people who want to get in contact with the Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft? How can they best go about this to find out more information?
Yeah, well, we've got the website it's quite complicated. There's the hyphens in the middle. It's pathways-care-farm.org.uk. The reason there's hyphens in there is because if you take the hyphens out, it says Pathway Scare Farm, and that's not so good.
No.
So the email address is the same, just with info at the beginning. So info at pathways-care-farm.org.uk. Or the office telephone number is 01502-219-064. 01502-219-064.
Okay, I'll ask you to repeat that information again in a few moments' time,
okay.
Jeff. Now, what you were saying there about is literally the service that you provide, and in the world in which we live these days, there's so many pressures, and there's so many people who find that they're under pressure. So it's wonderful to know that you know, there are organisations such as the Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft, which can offer so much. Can I say in the way of tranquility? Is that the right word?
Oh yeah. Now, we peace, rest. You can have a bit of solitude if you wish. We've got a bird's hide overlooking a beautiful pond. Lovely birds on there. We've got beautiful walks and a woodland walk with bluebells out at the moment. It's absolutely stunning. The sensory garden, as I mentioned, we've got a number of gardens. We've got a rose garden. We've got a secret garden for people with PTSD. But then we do practical work. So you can possibly just hear, we've got a young guy with learning difficulties driving past me at the moment on the motor mower. He's thoroughly enjoying that. One of our guys is walking along behind him just in case he hits a problem. But so we give a lot of care, we give a lot of support, but it's basically a really idyllic place and a beautiful looking site. You wouldn't think that, I mean, where I'm sitting now, I'm 100 yards from Tesco's, I'm giving a nice plug for Tesco's. I wonder if they'll sponsor me. But I'm 100 yards from Tesco. And yet, I'm looking at nothing but trees and shrubs and flowers and countryside. I can't see a house from where I'm sitting. And it's just gorgeous. I can hear the birds singing, faint sound of someone cutting the grass. And then there's people down. So, you know, if I just cross through a hedge and down a pathway, I'll see all the animals, all the goats and the pigs and the alpacas and everything else. Absolutely adorable. So it's a piece of heaven.
You're certainly painting a wonderful audible picture of your location, Jeff, and I think you provide an absolutely wonderful service. And just remember about this award, which is in the pipeline.
Yes. Well, I'll say, you know, you heard it here first.
That's right. No, honestly, it does sound, you know, a wonderful location. Now, can you give us that contact information again? First of all, exactly whereabouts you are for people wanting to visit you, possibly, by appointment, I take it.
By appointment, absolutely. Yep. So the first call, probably make a phone call, 01502-219-064. 219064. The website is pathways-care-farm.org.uk, and the info at is the best email for that as well. And that's the main way. So the address is Leonard Drive, which is just off of Bentley Drive, if anyone knows the area. And that's NR32 for Welly Boots, for WB.
Very good. So anybody with one of these wonderful sat-navs can sort of home in on you very easily.
Absolutely. That will come straight to the road, yeah.
That sounds great. Jeff, can I thank you for joining us here on East Point Radio today, live on the programme. And it's been so informative to find out all about the Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft.
Thank you very much, Mark. It's been an absolute privilege, and I hope that one day I can invite you to come and have a look around for yourself and see it.
Yeah, certainly.
Do a live broadcast.
You never know. That's what it's all about these days. You know, East Point Radio likes to be involved with the community. That's the main thing. So, you know, I look forward to that very much.
Great. Good.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Mark. Bye.
Thanks a lot. There we were talking to Jeff Stevens from the Pathways Care Farm in Lowestoft. Sounds a wonderful place, doesn't it? And so much tranquility in this very hectic age which we find ourselves. It's all part of our feature
Anglia
in Focus
here on East Point Radio. We'll be having our 11s very soon.